Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Christina. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Christina, and I write romance stories for both teens and adults. And my upcoming novel, The Neighbor Favor, publishes on February 28th. That's actually my adult romance debut. And it's about Lily, who is an aspiring children's books editor who is corresponding online with Nick, who is an obscure fantasy author who uses a pen name, so she doesn't know that his name is Nick. And they sort of fall for each other online before he sort of inexplicably ghosts her. But then they find out eventually that they are actually neighbors. So
it's so good. I actually, when I started reading the book, I was like, I'm in a fantasy romance era. So when I started reading the book, I was like, wait, she's reading this fantasy book? I went to Goodreads. I was like, is this book real? And then I come to find out, like, no, it's not real.
You know? Oh, yeah. Some of the books are real that they mentioned. Yeah.
The original, the next book, I was like, it's a real. Because I wanted to read it. I was like, I didn't get to the part. I was like, oh, he's obscure. He's this. And I was like, oh, it's the book about him. Because I don't go reading the synopsis. So I had no idea. And I was like, this sounds so good. Black Elves. Like, it sounded like such a fun premise.
I'm glad you said that, because I tried to make it feel real. Like, I wanted people to walk away and be like, I wish Nick's book was actual so I could read it. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I went to Goodreads and I was sadly disappointed. So
that's so funny.
Yeah. So you start getting published for teen romances. You have a couple of them out there. What was the plan? You started writing YA, or you were writing adult? Or like, what was your writing journey look like for you?
Yeah, I started with YA. I went to grad school to get an MFA in creative writing, and my concentration was in writing for children. And I was young when I went off to grad school. I was 21. It was like right after undergrad. And so at that point, most of what I read was still YA. Mm-hmm. So I was working on like a lot of different YA stories and mostly reading YA. But I always really loved romance novels too, particularly historical romance. Mm-hmm. I was reading a lot of that in my early 20s, and I knew that while I was starting with YA, I did eventually also want to write adult romance, because I think something that is so special about the adult romance category is that your readers grow with you, mm-hmm. instead of outgrowing you.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think about like authors that I discovered in my early 20s, like Beverly Jenkins and Lisa Kleypas, and like they had, by that point, they had already like 30 books in their catalog, and they had been publishing for decades, but I had just discovered them, and I could keep going with like whatever new books they had coming out. And I think that that's just like so special. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to be able to create worlds and casts of characters and series and things like that. And so I did always have in the back of my mind that I would branch out into adult at some point, but I wanted to establish myself in the YA space first. So yeah, that was sort of the plan.
And now you're here. Now you get not only your teen or your audience who may be like, okay, I'm going to try your adult books, but you have like a new audience who's like, hey, we did not know.
Yeah, that's what I'm discovering. I'm like, I feel like with the Neighbor Fever, there are a lot of new to me or people who are new to me that have started following me, and then they've been finding out about the wife, which is cool.
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. Do you have like an EO? Because I writing a historical romance, like, is something that you're like, you know, I love that genre, but I wouldn't write it, or will you?
No, I would not. I hate research. I hate doing research. And so I'm always so blown away by like the historical facts that are included in historical romances. For me, that's always going to be like a point of like fun and pleasure. They're like my, you know what I mean? Like my comfort reads, and I don't want to try to mimic what they do. I just want that to be what I read for fun.
Yeah. Speaking of historical romance, what is your favorite time period? Like, which ones do you gravitate? You're like, oh my gosh, I keep going back to, you know.
You know, I think a lot of what I've read is Regency.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily have a favorite. I'm kind of just all over the place, really, like with Beverly Jenkins, her Old West series.
Yeah.
I love that. And I also love Alyssa Cole's
Civil War one, the
Star Trek. I love those too. That's one of my favorite series. So it's, and also I've read a few books by Jude Devereaux.
Yeah.
That take place in different, it really, to me, it doesn't matter. It just feels like if it's a different era than the one that we're living in now, it feels cool and interesting. So.
Yeah, I personally love Gilded Age because it's like, it's kind of like a reminder of where we are. Like, it's like 100 years ago and a lot has changed, but a lot has not changed at all, you know?
Yeah, I read a couple Joanna Shoup novels and I feel like she writes in the Gilded Age,
Yeah, so it's like, it's funny. I'm like, you know, I'm a turning of the century. I can imagine 100 years from now, you know, historical romance writers writing about the 90s and 2000s.
I know, my gosh.
It's like, imagine that. It was like, there was an old time where there were low-rise jeans and people were doing something on social media.
I know, having to like write about, I mean, at this point, Facebook feels older, but like then it'd be like, it started with MySpace and then, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. So what can we expect in the future for you? Like, do we expect more adult romances or some more YA or a combination?
Both. Yeah. Next year. Well, this is all if things go to plan. My next adult romance will be from the point of view of Lily's older sister Violet. So that'll be a story about her. I don't think that I can like talk about the plot or anything of it yet, but that is supposed to pub next year. And I'm also working on my next YA novel, another YA romance novel that is supposed to also pub next year. So there's definitely more coming, and you know, more after that I hope to.
Yeah, so it's a busy time of the year.
It is, definitely.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's chat to book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So I was thinking about this, and I think that who I want to recommend are the two Mimis. This is what I call them in my head, two of my favorite authors. One is Grace. She writes contemporary romance. She wrote this book called What a Match.
Yeah.
And I really loved that. So I recommend that. And also Mimi Matthews is one of my favorite historical romance authors.
Yeah.
I love her Orphans of Devon series. I'm screwing up the series name, but those books are good. And I also love The Belle of Belgrave Square, which came out last fall. That was one of my favorite books from last year. So I recommend those two authors in general, but particularly those books.
Love that both are named Mimi.
I know.
Keep it simple. You know. So Christina, tell us where you can find you online.
I am mostly active on Instagram at Christina Forrest _. I'm also on Twitter at Christina Forrest. On TikTok at Christina Forrest 1, I think is my username. And then my website, ChristinaForrest.com.
Thank you, Christina, for being on the show.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.